Hello and welcome to When Heaven Speaks, the podcast where the volume of the world gets silenced and the voice of God gets amplified. I'm Pastor Zach. It's Monday and heaven is still speaking. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we welcome you into our hearts, into our lives, into our homes. We quiet our hearts before you today in a world that often overwhelms us and wears us down. We come to sit at your feet where peace flows, where love heals, and where truth speaks louder than our fears. Thank you for being a God who doesn't ignore our pain, but meets us in the middle of it. As we open this time together, we welcome your spirit to speak clearly, speak prophetically, and personally. Let every listener feel seen, heard, and loved. Touch the places we try to hide. Yes, even that place, God. Breathe on our minds today. Silence the lies of the enemy. Release clarity, strength, and hope. And Lord, let your voice be louder than every anxious thought, every hidden fear, and every inner battle. We declare that this is sacred space. And this episode is a divine appointment. Speak, Lord. Your sons and daughters are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Will you say after me, speak, Lord? I'm listening. Come on, one more time. Speak, Lord. I'm listening. Today's topic, God cares about your mental health. We're in Mental Health Awareness Month, and we want to remind you that God really cares about your mental health. He cares about all of us, even the inward parts of us, the things people don't see. Here's a scripture I want you to think about, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. It says, "Pour out all your worries and stress upon him and leave them there, for he always tenderly cares for you." Yeah, I'm talking to you today who feel unseen, unheard, who don't feel like God cares. He cares for you. I want you to remember a few points here today. Point one, you're not weak for struggling. You're human. Don't ever let no one think you're weak because you struggle, but you are human. There was a great prophet by the name of Elijah. Elijah was one of the most powerful anointed prophets in the Bible. But yet, even Elijah, after great victories, felt overwhelmed and asked God to take his life. That's in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4. See, acknowledging your struggles doesn't make you weak. It makes you human and it opens the door for God's healing. Elijah needed healing. And there are some of you listening today, you need healing. And even in our lowest moments, God reminds us you're not weak for struggling, but you are human. But remember also this, that in our lowest moments, God's love reaches us. What do you mean by that, Pastor Zach? Point two is this: God loves reaches the deepest part of you. There was a story in the Bible, another story about a lady by the name of Hannah. You see, Hannah was barren. Hannah was missing something. Some of you listening today is missing some things out of your life, and you feel empty. And she cried before God, a deep soul cry in anguish. And it was even misinterpreted by the church. See, the priest Eli was in charge of the church and didn't understand why was this woman just moaning and crying. But God, he responded in compassion. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10 through 20. You can read about it. You see, God sees your inner turmoil and invites you to bring your pain to him. Come on, bring your pain. His love penetrates the deepest wounds. And in his love, my third point, he offers rest. What is this point? Point three, rest is not luxury. It's a divine right. God is giving you the right to rest. You have the right to rest. RTR, right to rest. Jesus often withdrew to solitary places to pray and rest. He modeled before us the importance of rest for mental and spiritual health, Luke 5 and 16. Some of you, the reason why you're so frustrated and it's showing in your actions is because you need to rest. Prioritize this week rest and solitude in your life. It's not selfish, but it is necessary for renewal and clarity. I believe God is calling some people who are listening today to a place of renewal and clarity. You are not alone in your struggles. God sees you. Man, my brother, he sees you. Woman, my sister, he sees you. And as he sees you, he loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that was Jesus, that whosoever just believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, come, ye who have no money, come and buy. Ye who have no drink, come and drink. He said, I'm going to supply you with what you need, and you need rest. My prayer today is that you remember God loves you. God cares for you, and he cares about your mental health. Let us pray today. Father, thank you for caring about every part of us, mind, body, and spirit. You are the healer of broken hearts and the restorer of weary minds. We pour our anxieties at your feet today. Touch our minds with spiritual peace. Interrupt every lie of the enemy that tells us we're too far gone. Remind us we are seen, we are loved, and worth healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Look, thank you so much for listening to When Habit Speaks. I am Pastor Zach. Keep your mind stayed on God. I encourage you to keep your mind stayed on Him. You need additional prayer and additional resources. Email us at mylotva.org. Or that's the website, mylotva.org website. Or email us at mylotva@gmail.com. I said again, mylot, that's mylotva@gmail.com. We're praying for you. We're trusting God for you, that God is going to see you through. Continue to keep your head up. And remember, God cares for you. Tune in tomorrow at the same time as we continue on and focusing on our mental health. God bless you. Much love.